at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tammy Pescatelli, FunnyBoneOmaha.com, this morning with us. She's there tonight and tomorrow night. Our buddy Nick Allen is your MC all weekend. Our buddy Nick Allen from the show. And your feature is a buddy of yours, right? What's his name?
Yeah, Colin Chamberlain. Funny kid.
He's coming in today.
He's my favorite millennial.
All right. That's saying something, isn't it?
Yeah, that is saying something for me because that's
like, you don't like people.
I don't like a lot of people.
Millennials in general?
No, you don't like people.
It's not that I don't like millennials in general. I think they need to toughen up.
Well, they're coming to see you, right? You probably get some young people.
The ones that are tough.
The ones that are tough.
The ones that are tough. Like, I'm not for the weak of any generation.
Most of my children who qualify as the millennials.
But they get me.
I think they all turned out pretty good.
I hate generalizations of any group of people or any time period, too, because they're always wrong. And they're right maybe to a point.
Like, correct. Remember,
if you weren't around in the 80s, you assume everybody was rolling in money in the 80s. They always do bits about the 80s where the party time, but he had money. Nobody had money.
No one told us,
exactly. So when I hear those groups, when people generalize groups, and hell, people probably generalize.
We have to generalize in general.
You do, to a point.
Yeah, I mean, come
I get
on.
It. I get it.
You
I
have
get
to.
It.
What I talk about now on stage is, look, I don't want to talk. People are so miserable, and I'll tell you why they're miserable. It's not politics, because I don't want to talk about people's politics. Yeah. It's not race. It's the fact that we have all these generational differences because we don't know everybody else's generation. We have the greatest generation.
Right.
We have the baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
We have Gen X.
Gen X.
Millennials.
Gen
the
Y,
generation after
Gen
that.
Z is a Z
and
right
then
now,
there's
yeah.
another one.
Yeah.
People were supposed to die. We're not all supposed to be on the planet at the same time.
I like that bit.
You know,
I like
yeah.
that.
It's,
right.
yes,
I
we suffer from too many generations.
It really is. So you can't relate to somebody
people
because you're two or three
die.
Generations removed.
I get that. I like that. People were supposed to die. Good bit. She'll pick you up and make you feel good this weekend.
Yeah, that makes you feel happy. And then that's why.
I like
that's,
that.
You know,
I
so
like
you
that.
Have to think about things yeah. from somebody else. Of course, there are generalizations. There are generalizations on everybody.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You know, I'm
he's your
old school.
But once again, he's a millennial and you like the guy. He opens for you. So
Yeah, right. Of course.
But you're right. 50 years ago, we had a little less life expectancy.
Correct. So you put up with stuff because you appreciated your life. Like, I am not middle-aged.
Nobody ever. Even that term was coined, it never meant middle-aged. Because you're not, if you're 20, if you would have said, if people lived in their 40s, you'd have been 20 to be middle-aged. Nobody called it to middle-aged. You're right.
No.
Right.
And a 40-year-old person is, well, 40 could be middle-aged. 50's not.
Luca, my husband, the other day said, I really feel it. Like, I'm finally middle-aged. I go, you're 51. You're going to live to 102? That's hope. It's not Martin Luther King Day. You don't have a dream. That you're not going to be 102 years old.
Does Luca drive to the airport every weekend?
No. I bet he'd like to. To make sure I'm left.
You're bumming me out.
I drive myself.
You're bumming me out.
It was on this date in 2007, a Michelle Bachmann birthday for Anna Nicole Smith.
Well, she died.
Happy birthday!
What was that? 07, you say?
She's been dead since 07.
Wow.
Oh, I had the greatest bit about her. It makes me so mad that she's dead. I loved her. Remember I said she chose to be dumb? Because the library was open for everybody. It was so great.
And then she died and ruined your joke.
She died and ruined it.
That.
And then Comedy Central played it, and I took a lot of crap.
Really?
Why are you making fun of her? She's dead.
Really?
Like,
oh,
I did it
God.
Before she died. Shut up.
Shut
the
up.
The whole country was making fun of her.
Of course they were.
Some of the other players that had Albert Finney include, but are not limited to, McLean Stevenson.
All right.
My sick kids gave me this gets a hit, as does Neil Young's O-Face.
That was, he's married to Daryl Hannah now. And I said, can you imagine Neil Young's O-Face?
Oh, my gosh.
Harmonica. Yeah. He plays a harmonica.
Yeah, he plays
that
harmonica
having
we
sex.
Talked about.
Yeah.
Petey's Bringing Sexy Back gets a hit, as does Pil Cosby.
I like Pil.
I love
Pil Cosby's funny.
I'd like that on my license plate.
For no
you
reason.
Might get pulled over.
Can somebody try to get that, please? I will give you free lifetime admission to my shows
if they have Pil
Cosby on your license plate.
Ralph, Old Highway 71 gets a hit.
That's Puss's porno name. That's your first pet and the street you grew up on.
What is it?
Ralph, Old Highway 71.
Did you have a dog named Ralph?
Yep.
And
yep.
You grew up in the middle of nowhere, so that just wrote, it was Route Highway. Yeah.
Well, Old Highway 71 was the closest actual street.
Right.
The house was actually on a dead-end driveway.
But that's not a good porno name, but it is on the farm.
Mine sounds like
what's your first pet's name?
Like a racist southern gentleman.
What was your first pet's name?
Calhoun.
What was the street you grew up on?
Clan.
Really?
Yeah. Calhoun Clan
is a bad porno name.
That's a southern racist porn.
Yes, it is.
It is. And Rouge Cow.
But it could be where Mandingo comes in.
That's what I think.
And plays a big part.
Yeah, I think that's
right.
It.
That's
yeah.
it.
Rouge what?
Cow.
We don't need no stinking.
Rouge for your cow?
Rouge Cow.
Okay. I'm not going
to. I got nothing on that one.
Well,
I know it's probably not in your stack of news, but I think we lost a rancher yesterday. Got trampled by a cow.
Oh, that's too bad.
Out in western Nebraska.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that sucks, man.
And I've heard several. Any cow death immediately gets emailed to me.
I know they do because you're afraid of cows. But they just verify your fear.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a well-founded fear.
My brother's girlfriend rolled over on top of him last night, I'm sure. So I'll make sure I email you.
She comes to your show.
No, she hates me.
Yeah.
Can you blame her? I didn't hate her at first.
Yeah, until she started money for truck rallies.
Yeah, you know, inquisitively grifting. Oh, I'd love to go if I had the money.
Inquisitively grifting. I like that. That's a great term.
Yeah. Oh, and you never leave her free tickets?
Yeah. I really wish I had some cigarettes.
Oh, my God.
You know, that
she's got to be a prize.
Oh, yeah, for sure. She did. She won at the fair.
Wait, so she trolls you for cigarettes?
She trolled us for everything for a while until I just cut it off. That's just how some people are like that. Everybody's got somebody in their family like that.
Yeah.
Do they have no money or do they just piss it away on?
No, they just don't work. Oh. So they have no money. So, but it's so funny. I'm like, but you should expect to have no money.
Right.
Right? Yeah. You don't have a job, so poor is your normal.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
Right.
I shouldn't be poor. I work my butt off.
You do work your ass off.
You know
right.
what I mean? Like, so don't, it gets to be crazy because that's the whole family.
And they're capable of work?
Yeah, for sure. It's actually smarter. I wish I would have went that route. In a sense.
No, you won't. No, you don't.
Sure.
No, it's not,
you know, their job is filling out forms.
It's not
They're
your makeup.
Great form fillers.
Yeah, standing in line. Or... Sorry.
They're shapeshifters.
Hate to quote Allentown.
Out of Texas City, Texas, it was early on last Friday morning, Aretha Cardinal and her husband were sitting in a car in their own driveway. Of their home there in Texas City when they were ambushed by two men wearing clown masks who demanded cash. They threatened her husband with a machete. This is Aretha from a news report at Fox 26 Houston.
Listen to the whole thing. It's great.
This is Aretha describing what happened.
Tell him he know what it is to give up his money. And my husband looked at them and looked at me and like, nah, man, I can't believe y'all trying to rob me with a machete.
It was early Friday morning when Aretha Cardinal and her husband were sitting in a car in the driveway of their Texas City home when they were ambushed by two men wearing clown masks and demanded cash.
It was really scary, but it was, like I said, it was either us or them, you know, and not us. You're not finna steal no money. We ain't got no money.
Although threatened with violence, the couple decided to fight back, punching the men, even grabbing her granddaughter's scooter to hit them and bust their car window.
Mm-hmm. Me and my husband held them down and, you know, commenced to beating them until the laws came.
Texas City police arrived and arrested 32-year-old Luis Jimenez and 35-year-old Jose Lugo. Aretha is happy they are behind bars.
I'm safe now. knowing that they can't try to hurt nobody else. Yeah. You know, they might go to somebody else that don't react like us.
I'm not going to go anywhere near those couple. That couple sounds hard.
They will commence to beating
commence
you.
Commence to beating you.
Yeah. Until the laws come.
Isn't that crazy? Commence to beating you.
I love that Joe Cocker song.
Commence to beating you.
Until the laws come.
She's great, but I don't get the funny part. Was she goes? It's either us or them. Well, they weren't trying to kill you; they're trying to rob you. I would say, here's my money because it's not going to be me.
I'll tell you.
But they fought back. They good for them. But
well, the guy was
he had a machete, man.
Yeah. Well, the victim was not impressed.
Obviously,
with the machete,
he commenced to beat them
down.
I'll
tell you why he wasn't impressed and why she wasn't impressed, because those robbers must have been single,
right?
Because anytime you see a couple sitting in their driveway.
Oh, you don't mess. Yeah.
They're arguing.
Yeah.
And they are pissed off arguing. Because the moment you get home, you get out of the car. But if you're arguing, you sit there for 5 minutes and argue in the driveway.
Good point,
so
Tammy.
They walked up at bad timing when they were waiting to knock someone out.
You're right. You know? You're right. You're saying, oh, so now we're going to turn both of our anger on this guy. Yeah, this ain't happening. You're right.
That's exactly what happened.
You picked a bad time.
You could have got their money at another time. Yeah. If you'd have caught them after church, as they were getting out of the car. But if they were sitting in the car, they were commencing to beat each other, but didn't want to do it because it's illegal. But you show up. That was like perfect timing.
I'm with you.
Wonder Twin Powers unite.
I think exactly right, Push. Yeah, I think they were really pissed
off. You focused their energy.
That's exactly.
The guy who had a machete, thinking that was had a machete and he wasn't going to use it. He said, you know, he sounded like he was a robber that wasn't going to use the machete. Obviously,
I guess not.
He said that'll be enough to scare them. They won't do anything. Oh my God, they're attacking me now! And then he gets his ass kicked.
Luca
commenced to beating me.
Commenced to beating me.
Luca had a samurai sword
at the house.
That was his big security level.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
are they sharp?
Oh, God.
Razors.
He was a middle-aged mutant ninja turtle. That's what I used to say.
Did he not want to have a gun because of the kids?
He did. And the way we used to argue.
Yeah. She didn't want you having a gun.
Right, because, you know, nobody could hurt anybody with a samurai sword. Well, that's just as dangerous.
Hurt. You know, I got hurt. My sides. I was laughing so hard, I pulled a rib. It was so funny to see him in his drawers and the samurai sword in scary times. I couldn't take it anymore. I was horrible.
Really, he was standing in
for
his underwear.
For real. I'm not making that up.
Posing with the samurai sword.
We heard a noise in the house.
Well, we heard a noise, and he grabbed that samurai sword. Because there was a time, and I used to joke about but you guys remember when people were stealing change out of my drive, out of the car in the driveway?
No, you're
right?
Jealous. Oh,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, they used to just steal the change. And
it was
annoying. Well, we locked the car, but they would break in for the car.
And steal change.
Just the change. It was so annoying because it would cost more to fix the window than it was for the change, right? So.
Did you just leave it open then?
Then I started just leaving it open, but trying to catch him.
Go ahead and take your $1.25.
It was so funny. So one time I heard them and I was like, come on, let's go. And I knew it was a kid,
right.
You know, so I just wanted to catch him and scare him more than anything. Or, you know, flashlight him.
Yeah.
And Luca goes, hold on. And he came back out with his sword. He was in his underwear and a robe and a sword. And I fell down laughing. I laughed till literally
I could picture
tears
Luca.
Down my eyes. And then it was a summer day, so they heard me laughing so hard outside.
They ran away?
They never been back. They're probably like, these people are crazy.
You say you flashed them?
What?
That would distract them.
Yes, I was going to
You should do it. Stand in the window and flash them.
Then they'd arrest me. They'd probably arrest me for violating.
Flashing 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
Then more of them show up the next night.
Commence to beating them. The laws.
Hey, if you steal
the laws.
Her change, she'll take her top off. Right.
There'd be a lot of guys stealing her change. Huh?
No, not grown anymore.
Grown men would
in the
be.
In the old days. In the old days, I wouldn't have had any
money.
Don't
sell yourself short.
I don't have to. I have mirrors.
Tammy Pescatelli, Funny Bone this weekend. FunnyBoneOmaha.com for tickets. Two tonight, two tomorrow. That's not boobs, that's shows.
That's right. Well, there are two tonight.
There will be two.
Two each show, by the way.
You never know. A cyst could come up at any point, but still.
Adult female brains.
Oh, boy.
There you go. We got one in here, but it's been damaged.
Oh, thank you.
Well, just because of what you've done for a living your whole life. You don't take any crap. You've seen it all.
I have.
You don't care about dudes because you work with a lot of dudes. You know what they could be.
I know. It's too many secrets.
Exactly. You know, women can be bitches. You know, women can be friends. You know, guys you work with. The whole comedy scene is pretty hardcore, and you've lived it.
Yeah, somebody said to me, were you ever sexually harassed? I said, I didn't know that's what they called it.
Exactly.
I thought it was work.
So what about adult female brains, Craig?
Oh, they're better than men's.
In what way?
Oh, boy.
They are a few years younger. They appear a few years younger. Adult female brains appear a few years younger than same-aged male brains, according to a new study. And they say that sex may influence our tendency to develop neurodegenerative diseases like the Alzheimer's.
Well, we talked about this earlier, Alzheimer's, actually. So is it because our brains start to shrivel because we're with the women all the time?
Female brain more youthful beginning in young adulthood. And that just persists throughout her life.
That's the only thing that stays youthful,
yeah,
though.
That's a good
that's,
point.
That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah. Yet we're the ones that are continually juveniles.
Well,
you know.
Well, that makes sense.
I think they're saying that there's a key, a sexual, you know, it's probably masturbation to the neurons.
There you go.
Right?
I just have me a masturbation. Yeah, that's all I heard in that conversation. Yeah. Masturbating.
You guys are done. But my brain looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not working.
It's not, hey, honey, does my butt look big? Hey, honey, does my brain look good?
I've never masturbated to neurons before. No. But,
don't kid yourself.
But I'm willing to try.
I'm sure you
have. Yeah, we sign up for that.
To morons, not neurons.
Yeah. That, yeah.
Out of Greensboro, North Carolina, Maddie, a University of North Carolina at Greensboro junior, said that she felt like pieces of clothes were missing from her apartment, shirts and pants. Items were disappearing. Handprints were left behind on the bathroom wall. She and her roommates thought that she might have a ghost. And then she heard rattling in the closet. She said it sounded like a raccoon.
Adult brains are smart.
Right.
Adult, yeah, that's just, so instead of...
This is a junior at college.
Yes,
once
so
again, she's still like 19. So instead of saying there might be somebody stealing...
No, she's 21, 22.
Oh, 21, right.
Yeah, yeah.
But instead of saying instead of thinking right away somebody's stealing our stuff, she thinks it's a ghost.
Yeah. Well, that leaves handprints.
All right, keep going.
So they heard rattling in the closet. They said it sounded like a raccoon in the closet. She said, who's there? And then someone answered her out of her own closet. He said his name was Drew.
Panty shark.
He said his name was Drew. So she opened the door, and there he was.
Drew the ghost?
Wearing her clothes. Her socks, her shoes.
Oh.
He's got a book bag full of her clothes. 30-year-old Andrew Swafford is his name. So the girl called her boyfriend, and as she's waiting for help, she's talking to Mr. Swafford to keep him distracted. He tries on her hat. He goes into the bathroom, looks in the mirror. And then he says to her, you know, you're really pretty. Can I give you a hug?
Oh, God.
Nope.
Yeah, she said he never actually touched her. The women are trying to figure out how he got inside. The doors are always locked. They didn't see any damage to them.
So instead of, he was a panty raid college guy.
He was living inside her closet for a while.
He just stayed in there.
Well, for a while.
Well, she was sleeping?
I don't believe it because I don't believe that a 20-something girl
never looks in her
hasn't
closet.
Went into her closet enough.
Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Well, he may not have always stayed in there. I don't know how he got in there. He now faces 14 felony counts, including larceny and identity theft.
Unless she was really messy and he just hid under a big pile
yeah,
of clothes.
Yeah, just under a big, like E.T.
Totally
remember
possible.
Remember E.T. in the closet?
You could actually hid in my room without the closet in college. That's how messy mine was.
Just stay
in
there.
They could have laid on a pile of clothes in my room in college for years. I wouldn't have found you.
That's crazy.
Yeah. To this day, my wife and I share a closet, and there's one half of it that has lots of piles of clothes on the floor, and then there's my half.
so you can
check for Drew underneath there.
Yeah, there might be people living in there. I don't know.
Like, do you have a lot of shoes? Or are you not much of a shoe?
No, artist? I do have a lot of shoes.
Yeah. So could a guy be buried under all the shoes that you had?
No, because I keep them neat and
oh,
on
you
the
do.
Shelf.
You're organized.
Yeah. But
I'm with you. I don't see how this guy hides away in the closet that long.
Here's the other thing that is disturbing to me. This is thank you, Jesus, that I don't have a girl.
Yeah.
that she wanted to distract him and talk to him while she waited for help.
Right.
Go get yourself out of there.
Right.
Don't be polite. Ask him what his sign is and let him try your hats on.
That's
and,
true. Just scream.
Like, get yourself out of danger.
There's a good chance it was a co-ed dorm. Some guys come down and beat the crap out of him or something. You're right.
Or commence to beating him.
No, commence.
Whatever.
I'm with you on that. Get out of there.
Yeah, you don't. You've been watching too much Law and Order and Criminal Intent. You're not going to get an award.
I bet you was young and cute. Todd and I've always talked about that. If it's not an old guy in there, she went, "Oh, he's kind of cute. I'm just going to talk to him until the cops come."
Do you understand that? Understand what happened?
Yeah.
She says, "Who's in there?" The guy answers her. She doesn't immediately run.
Oh, I know.
She has to wait for him to open up the closet. She sees him. He stands up.
Yeah, this is like a horror movie. Real life people run. In horror movies, they wait around. Right.
Yeah. I mean, if someone answers me, even if I say, who's there, and it's my kid in the closet, I'll probably be halfway out of the room.
Well, I think I explained it originally. I think she was dumb because the first thought.
I didn't say that.
I did. Because the first thought from the handprint was a ghost.
Oh, that's true.
Not a guy stealing stuff. Her handprint, first thought was ghost. So she's dumb. Yeah. Let's just go end with that.
Not observant enough to notice that someone's hanging around in her closet.
Yeah, that's it.
So kind of miss that.
She's dumb. All right. There goes that adult brain female crap.
Yeah.
All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.